Good day. This week we've been looking at stop the leaks and how we can make sure that we're patching things up so that we can live a life that is full rather than a life that is leaking. And today I just want to talk about financial leaks. How do we stop leaking financially? You know, one thing that I've realized in my own life, if I'm going through a cycle with regards to anything in my life, including finances, if I keep hitting a ceiling that is based on a faulty belief that I have, and that I need to change the beliefs of my heart so that I can experience something new. But then I also need to start applying action to a new belief. And so I want to leave you with five things this morning with regards to helping stop the leak regarding your finances. And the first thing is so simple. Man, if you find yourself overspending, stop overspending. In Proverbs 13:18, it says, poverty and shame will come to those who refuse instruction and discipline, but he who accepts and learns from reproof or censure is honored. So a poverty mentality spends every cent they get. And when you're in a hole, stop digging, stop spending. And that's my first bit of encouragement, man. Listen to instruction. That's what the Bible says, because if you don't, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to end up in a big hole. Secondly, stop living as if you're cursed. Many people are like, well, I'm not blessed of God. I'm cursed of God and things aren't working because God hasn't blessed me. That's not true. The Bible says that God has blessed you in Christ. In Galatians 3:13 in the NLT, it says, but Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. In the Message Bible, it says Christ redeemed us from that self-defeating curse life by absorbing it completely into himself. Don't accept anything that Jesus died for. And stop believing that somehow God has blessed some people and hasn't blessed others. No, other people have just accessed wisdom to grow with regards to their finances. You are not cursed. You are blessed because God has blessed you in his Son. Thirdly, develop a generous heart. Many people have a poverty or barely make it mindset. And the key to having a prosperous soul or a prosperous life starts with getting the Word of God into your heart and then living from a place of generosity. Until you can see yourself as prosperous, you are always going to live with poverty. In Joshua 1:8, God gave an instruction to Joshua and he said, man, put this law, put this word, put this in your heart and every step that you take will be prosperous. Number four, put God first in your finances. That means whatever money you're getting, commit it to God. And the Bible says, give to him first. That means before or above all with regards to task or importance. In Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Putting God first influences my heart first and foremost, because it's like, Lord, I'm just honoring you here in the process. And being consistent in giving, regardless of circumstances, is the key. Where I'm saying, I'm just going to commit myself to God first because I'm giving him my heart. And lastly, I just want to encourage you, man, with regards to your finances, when you're giving, see it as an act of worship. Don't see it as a burden or a debt that you feel you have to pay, but rather as something that you're doing in worship to God. When you believe what you believe and say with regards to your giving is as important as the gift. So make sure that you're doing it as an expression of worship. In Deuteronomy 26, the whole portion from verse 1 to 10, but it says it this way, just in the small portion in verse 10, I brought the first fruits of the land, which them, O Lord, have given me, and I've put it before you, Lord my God, as worship before the Lord thy God. So the guy was saying he brings his first fruits as worship. So this is what he's saying here. The first fruits is a place where I'm bringing worship unto God. It's what I'm saying and what I'm saying that will influence my heart, and that I'm giving it as somebody who is royalty. And that's how I give with regards to giving and worship to God. So I want to encourage you, man, don't leak financially, because God desires that you prosper and make a difference in your church, in your town, in your province, in your nation, and in the world because of your generosity. Always believe, always know you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.